record. Okay. So the Gemara asks a question. The end of the pasuk that we've been discussing says, "Ulamichsa asik," that to cover over the ancient. So what is this referring to? Zeh hamachase dvarim shekisa atik yoimin. This is someone who hides the words which atik yoimin hid. And who is atik yoimin? So atik yoimin is a reference to Hashem, the one of ancient days. Zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Rashbam, dechsiv atik yoimin yasiv, like Daniel saw a vision of the one of ancient days sitting. Umay ninu, what are the secrets that Hashem hid? Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah. So who is the great reward for? The one who keeps secret the secrets of Torah, says the Rashbam, Maisa Markava, Maisa Bereshis. These are the description of Hashem's throne with all the Malachim, etc. And Maisa Bereshis, how Hashem created the world. Iperushul Shoshem, and also the explanation of Hashem's name. Kedechsiv Zeshmi La'olam, it says in the pasuk, this is my name forever, and La'olam is written Chaser La'alem, that you have to hide my name. Who is someone who hides these things? It's someone who doesn't teach it to just everybody. Only someone who really wants to learn it. Like it says in Chagiga. Okay, fine. Now we have a different version. No, the pasuk says, who gets the reward? One who reveals the secrets of the things which were hidden by Atik Yomin. And what is that? My ninu, taimei Torah, the reasons for the mitzvahs of the Torah. So the Rashbam says, Zeh megalad varm shekisa atik yomin, v'achi mashal mikhsa sisrei Torah, shahayim mechusim mitchila v'atik yomin, gilan v'nasan shus l'galoisen. That they were secrets of Torah, but Hashem revealed them, Hashem gave them over for us to reveal. U'mishu megaloisen, zoicha l'mashay amr b'pasuk zeh, and whoever reveals these secrets is zoicha to whatever it says in this pasuk. Amr Afghan Mishum Rabbi Yishma Rabbi Yosi. My dear Siv, what is the meaning of the pasuk Lam Netzach Mizmah David? So you have the word Lam Netzach. We have in the beginning of many kapitlach of Tehillim. What's Lam Netzach? Zamru Lamisha Noitzchin Oisiv V'Sameach. That gives song to the one who we defeat, and he's happy. Boy, you're Eish Elokim, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is Basav Adam. Come see the difference between Hashem and the way people behave. Basav Adam Natschem Oisev Atzev. That when you defeat another person, they're upset. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Noitzchin Oisev V'Sameach. But Hashem, when you defeat him, he is happy. Shenema, where do we see someone defeating Hashem and he rejoices? Vayom El Hashmidem, Lule Moshe Bechirei Amar Beferetz Lefanov. That he would have, the way thought to destroy them, the Jewish people, if it was not for Moshe Rabbeinu, his chosen one who stood up in protest, and he jumped up again in front of him. Okay, how do we see this in the word Lam Natzeach? So Rashbam says, Lam Natzeach, Loshen Mafil. It's one causative. Midloi Ksiv L'Noitzeach. It doesn't say to the one he defeats. Mashma Shenoisin Nitzuch L'Briyosef Shinin Natzchu. Lam Natzeach, he's the one who causes others to win. Meaning Hashem allows us to defeat him, and then he rejoices. Lule Moshe Bechiroi, Amakari Le Bechiroi, Mishum da'omer beferetz. Why is he called his chosen one? Why is Moshe so beloved by Hashem? Because he stood up against him lefanav. And obviously, if Hashem is praising Moshe for this action, so then it means that Hashem is happy with his actions. Amar Rav Kana Mishum Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosi Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. What is the meaning of the pasuk? So it says concerning the vision Yechezkel out of the Malachim, it describes the different hands, and it says that they had the hands like man that was underneath their wings. Now, even though it's we read it, the kri is v'yidei, but it says yadoi ksif. The way it's written in the Masorah is yadoi, his hand. What is this? This is talking about Hashem who puts out his hand, Yadoi, from underneath the Kisei HaKavod, through the wings of these Chayus, in order to receive the Balei Tshuva Miyad Midas Adin, to spare them from Midas Adin. Says Rashba Mibnei Midas Adin, Shemekatreges Vaymeres Loi Tekablam Vuhum Mekablam Beseiser. Midas Adin says they don't deserve that you should accept them, you should bring them under Kisei HaKavod. But Hashem sticks out his hand in a hiding way to take them.
If Hashem does it, why does it have to be in a hiding way? Does he still need to appease the minister?
I guess. I don't know if he needs to appease the minister. Maybe it would undo the sense of justice in the world. Okay. Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel Kol Kesef Zav Shabbat Eilem Yosef Liktoi, that all the money, all the wealth, the silver and gold of the world, Yosef collected. Veviel Mitzrayim brought it to Mitzrayim Shenemar. It says Veilaked Yosef is Kol Kesef Hanimta, that Yosef collected all the money that was found. Eili Elisha Beretz Mitzrayim. Now this pasuk says Beretz Mitzrayim that it was only the wealth in Egypt. B'sheva Eretz Canaan B'shar Ratzos Minayin. Where do I learn that Yosef also collected the wealth from Eretz Canaan and all of the other lands? Talmud Lomer, the pasuk says V'chala Eretz Boyum Mitzrayim, that all of the land came to Mitzrayim to buy their grain. U'chshaali Yisrael Mitzrayim Heluim Mahen. And when we went out of Mitzrayim, they took all this wealth with them. Shneimar V'natzlos Mitzrayim, they emptied out Mitzrayim. Ravasi Amar, aso kemetzudas zu she'ein by Dagan, famous Gemara we've had many times, that they made it like a trap which has no Dagan, which has no grain in it. And Rabbi Shimon Amar kemetzudas she'ein by Dagim, that it's like the depths, it has no fish. Now, where are these explanations from? So it says, Vayinatzlu. So, Vayinatzlu, says the Rashbam, Darshin and Loshin Mitzuda, Vayinatzdu. You can interchange the Lamed and the Dalet, Vayinatzdu, they trapped Mitzrayim, which means that they emptied them like a trap which has no dagan. And Tosfos points out, Tosfos says that was the way, the derech tzayeh de oifos lahasim dagan b'mitzuda, that you want to trap birds, you have to put some bait, and they would put the grain in the traps. And vayinatzu is vayinatzu kilam mischalevus bedala, so you can interchange the lamed and the dalet. And it's interesting to point out, the Menish Chai points out, these are talking about two different levels of how the yin emptied out Mitzrayim. And when it comes to dagan, so dagan obviously represents gashmias, that they took out the Gashmis of Mitzrayim. And there, just like the Dagan, it's impossible to get all the grain, so some was left. And that's how we see that they had, when they came chasing after Yidden, they had wealth in the chariots. Masha'en kein, the Mitzulah Shein Badagim, the depth, that refers to the Ruchnis. So we know they took out the Nitzutzas of Kedusha from Mitzrayim, and then it was Mamish Net, nothing left. Like, just like the depths don't have any fish in it. Okay, Bahayim Munuchad Rechavam, and this great wealth sat in Eretz Yisrael with them until Rechavam the king came. In his times, but until the times, yeah. But Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, v'natlim Rechavam, and then came Shishak the king of Mitzrayim, and he took it back. He took it away from Rechavam. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, "Veibishana Chamishis Melech Rechavam." Allah Shishak Melech Mitzrayim, al Yushalayim veikachas oitzros beis Hashem. He took the oitzros. There's oitzros beis Hamelech, and so from the beis Hamikdash, and also from the king. Ba Zarach Melech Kush, and then Zarach met the king of Kush came, Menatlu Mishishak, and he took it from Shishak. Ba Asa Menatlu Mizarach Melech Kush, and then the king Asa, who was a Jewish king in Yehuda, came and he took it back. The Shigroi LaHadrimoin, and he sent it to the Hadrimoin Ben Tavrimoin. And why did he do that? It was Melech Aram. So the Rashbam says that he was the king of Aram. Lazoi loy al basha Melech Yisrael mekrayin ninu. We see Psukim. The Rashbam says it tells us about this, that Basha Melech Yisrael was in a war with Yehuda, as we find many times Yehuda and Yisrael were fighting, and so he sent this great wealth to Melech Aram to be his ally. Okay, then Ba'u b'nei Amon v'natlum. B'nei Amon came and they took him Hadrimon ben Tavrimon. And then Yehoshaphat, the Jewish king, came and he took it away from them. And then it was sitting in Yerushalayim until the times of Achaz. So Rashbam says, we have Psukim which describe this battle of Yehoshaphat against the Amonim. It's interesting that the way the early warriors, the nations, is when they would go out to battle, they would take their wealth with them. So the enemy they were going out wouldn't flee. Instead, they would want to fight to get all this money, to get all this wealth. And when they would win, they would then take their... If they would win, they would then take the wealth that the enemy had brought out with them to battle. Okay, then we have Sancheirev and Natalus. Sancheirev, Melech Asher, came and he took it away from Achaz. And then straight afterwards, Chizkiyahu took it from Sancheirev when the great nace happened and Sancheirev's soldiers fled. And it was sitting in Yerushalayim until the last king, Tzidkiyahu, and then came Bavel and Natalu Mitzidkiyah, and they took it away. Ba'u Parsium, the Natalum Kastium, and then the Parsium came and they took it away. Ba'u Yevanim and Natalum Parsium, and then the Yevanim, the Greeks, came and they took it away from the Persians. Ba'u Romium and Natalum Miyad Yevanim, and the Romans came and took it away from the Greeks, just like we see the Seder, Vadayim, Munach, but Romium, they're still left in Rome. Interesting, Rashbam just points out how we see all of these various battles between the kings are mentioned in the Psukim, they're referred to in the Tanakh. And then where do we see the Persians battled and won over the Babylonians? So it says, "Cry, we have psukim." It says, "Parsim kiblu amalchus mekastim." That proves this. Tichsev says, "Pristus malchuscha liivas madayu paras." He spread out his kingship and he took it for madayu paras. Vivanim kiblu malchus meparsim meforish b'sefer Yosefu. Now there's no psukim which says the Greeks came and took it away from the Parsim. That happened much after the close of the Tanakh. So therefore we find that from Yosefun, and the Edom, Rome, came and took it away from the Yavanim. We see that also in Yosefun. Okay, says the
Gemara. In this day and age, the Haredi God would quote the equivalent of today's Yosefun.
Quite a scientist, let's
the
say,
the right? Equivalent. I don't know. Well, again, you have to you have to know what in context. This is it's historical. And the Rebbe says that it's got to be taken with a grain of salt because
he was on their side.
He was on their side, or he was under their watch. So there are certain inaccuracies, but it's a historical thing. It's not when we're not taking his philosophies and his world outlooks. Okay, all of this wealth Yosef collected, he divided up into three piles and he hid them in Mitzrayim. One was found by Korach, was revealed to Korach. And one was revealed to the king, the Roman king Antoninus, who we know was exceedingly wealthy. And the third one is left hidden until the times of Moshiach for the tzaddikim. Okay. Now we have a pasuk which says that wealth is kept for its owners, l'ra asoi, for saying bad for him. Am Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, zu ashrei shel Korach. This is the wealth of Korach. We know that Rashbam says, "Shal yidei roiv mamoinoi nizgar v'nitra mina oilam." That if he wasn't wealthy, he wouldn't have had the chutzpah to be so arrogant and to stand up against Moshe. So that was the wealth that was bad for its owner. Then we have another pasuk that's called Yikum Hashem Raglem. All of the wealth, which is all of the that's at their feet. What is the yukum being referred to? This is the wealth of a person. This is what stands him up on his feet. It's what supports him. That the weight of just the keys of the treasuries of Korach was the amount it would take 300 white donkeys, who were very obviously very strong, to carry. Vakulu eklide uklipe de gilda, and they were all locks and keys that were made of leather, i.e. they were very light. And nonetheless, it was 300 donkey loads worth. And the Rashbam obviously points out that this is a shtikl guzma. And so to any farm we find 300 in Shas. 300 is just a number which is used for a standard exaggeration. Yeah. Eklide is maftechos, is talking about the keys. The kofi is talking about poisachos, is the locks. The guilty marzuvim shel or, they were made out of leather. And nonetheless, it still weighed that amount of time. Okay, now we have going back to the analysis of Hallel. So we have, it brings a siman to remember this. Dalad yud aleph shin diash adish kashtach and oitcha siman. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. So in Tehillim it says, "Oidcha ki ani sani." I give thanks to you because you answered me. Amar David. This was said by David HaMelech when he was anointed. Even Maso Abayim Haisadosh Pina. This stone, which was hated but despised by the builders, has now become the cornerstone, the headstone. Amma Yishai was said by Yishai, because David HaMelech was bozi from all of his brothers, right? He was an outcast, he was taunted, but no, he was this now, but he was anointed as king. Me'ez Hashem Haisazois, this came from Hashem, in Tehillim, in Hallel, was said, Amra Echav was said by his brothers. Zehayom Asa Hashem, and this is the day that Hashem made. Amar Shmuel was said by Shmuel at that time when he anointed David HaMelech. Zayim also Hashem. Okay, sorry. Emem also Abayim the Rashbam says Zed David Shayetzar beAchiv veRoya. That is David, who was the youngest from his brothers, and he was merely a shepherd. Okay. He Niflos beEinenu. Niflos beEinenu. We don't actually have that mentioned over here. He says over here, Lashon Rabim Amru Achiv. So it says Be'einenu. So it's Lashon Rabim. So it must be his brothers who said that. Zeyam Masa Hashem Shmuel Shahayim Misnabes Besoifen Negivul Ismaich Boish Yoshiyim Oivehem. He is prophesizing how even the brothers will ultimately rejoice in David being king because he's going to save them from their enemies. Okay. Furthermore, Ana Hashem Oishiyana Amru Achiv. Yeah, please save us, was said by his brothers at the time when there were enemies up against the Yidden. Ana Hashem Atzlichana Amar David, was said by David. Please save us. Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem Amar Yishai, was said by Yishai. Berech Nuchem Ibeis Hashem Amar Shmu, was said by Shmu. Keil Hashem Vayoelanu Amru Kulan, and then they all said, Hashem is God, and he illuminates for us. Ischa Bavoisim Amar Shmu, that... he says, they brought karbanos harbe lismeich umatan dam in the mizbech and placed blood onto the mizbech. So they brought karbanos in thanks for their salvation. Keli out of yedeka amr David elikai remeka amru kulan. They all said this. And as we're going to explain now, that these are some of the psukim which we actually double up in Halo. Tanan we learned, Tanan Hasan we learned over there in a Mishnah. In Halal, those people and those psukim where the custom is to double at lichval, Rashbam says it's a halal. So then you double, you repeat the psukim. But if people say it just pshat, just say it straight as it's supposed to be, so then you say it as it's supposed to be without repeating. Nevarach acharav yivarach hakol kaminek hamedina. And concerning the bracha acharav, so then, this word achrav papastos is not in the Mishnahs. We're going to see from the Hemshech in the Gemara. It should not be there. So levarach, to make a bracha, levarach hakol kamina gamedina. The bracha and halo, each place follows their custom. Amar Abayin, Abayin says, loishanu ela laachrav. When is it up to each place according to its minig? That's only the bracha afterwards. Aval lefana, mitzvah levarach, it's a mitzvah to make a bracha beforehand. Damar of Yehuda, Amar Shmu, kol a mitzvah is mevarach alim, oivel asiyasun, all mitzvahs you have to make a bracha before you do them. And there's a mitzvah to say halo. My mashma, from where do we learn this? The high oivel lishna, now obviously this is talking about, not necessarily talking about Rosh Chodesh, where halo is on your minig. The mitzvah of halo is on Yom Tov, on Chanukah, and Yishal Shagalim, and also on Chanukah. Okay, where the Chachamim were established at Lahalo Lahida. Okay, so my mashma the high over lishna aktumi. Where do we see over lasiyasan means before? So where do we see that the word over means to do something before? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Tichsiv, it says Vayaretz Achimatz Derech Hakikar V'Avoyres Hakushi. That when he's coming back to report to David HaMelech, that Avshalom was killed. So it says Achimatz went through the Kikar and he went ahead of the Kushi who was on his way to tell David HaMelech. So we see Vayavar means to go before. Abayam or Mahacha, we see another pasuk that says V'hu Oyve Lifneim, that he went Avar Lifneim, sorry, V'hu Avar Lifneim V'yishtach V'ar. So it's talking about Yaakov. That when Yaakov went before them and he went and he bowed down in front of Esav, so Avar Lifneim, Avar means to go ahead. Ikad Amri Mahach, and another account is from the following pasuk: V'Avar Malkam Lifneim, the king came before them, Hashem Baroisham, and Hashem at their head, from pasuk in Micha. Okay, Tanya Rebbe Koyfel Bad Dvarim. Rebbe would double up certain things in Halo, which is from Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. And then Rabbi Elazar ben Pirta would add it on to extra dvarim that we would repeat. Says Rashbam, Ma'at Hayakoifa me Baruch Haba Ulamata. So Rebbe would just say from Baruch Haba and onwards. Ma'oitcha Ulamata. And then he would add my Moisif Amra by Moisif Lichva Ma'oitcha. That was not from Rebbe, but rather was added on at a later time. Ulamat Doris ben Rava Vira Zimnin Amale Mishmei Derav Zimnin Amale Mishmu Derav Asi Mishmei Derav Asi. Sometimes he would say it in the name of Rav, sometimes in the name of Asi. Might you see what is the meaning of the pasuk? It says Veyigdal Hayelar Veyigamal. In fact, just quickly to stop over here, Ma'oitcha Ulamata. Why these pasukim, the dafka, the ones we repeat in Hallel? The Linir Rashbam says Mishum Kavo Yishai Ushmo VeDavid Achiv Shamru. We just explained that they were said by David Amelech and his brothers and his father and Shmuel Anavi. So out of respect for them, that's why we repeat. There are other explanations, but that doesn't make sense. Then now we understand why these two parts of the Gemara are placed one after the other, to teach us that this is why we repeat it. Okay, so it says that he grew up and he was weaned, and this is talking about Yitzchak. So, Asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Asoy Suda L'Tzadikim B'Yom She'Gamel Chastu L'Zarel Shel Yitzchak. It's represents, or hidden in this pasuk is the meaning that in the future when Mashiach comes, Hashem is going to make a Suda for the Tzadikim on the day, not She'Yigamel on the day that he weans, but on the day that he gives his chesed to the descendants of Yitzchak. And when they finished eating, v'shoisin and drinking, noisin loyla Avram Avinu koisha bracha, he'll give the benching cup to Avram Avinu levarech. V'oim lehen, eini mevarech. Avram says, I'm not going to bench. T'yatsu m'meni yishmo, ayed yishmo. Oim loyli Yitzchak, toil levarech. He gives the cup to Yitzchak and says, you bench. Oim lehen, and Yitzchak says, eini mevarech, t'yatsu m'meni Esav. I'm not going to bench because I had Esav. Oim loyli Yaakov, toil levarech. You take it and you bench. I'm not going to bench. I was over on the Torah, even though it was before Matan Torah, by marrying two sisters while they were still alive. Shall see the Torah la'asron, which the Torah will later forbid. La'asron alive will forbid to me. So he says to Moshe, you take the cup and you bench. I'm not going to bench because I was not zoicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. Not in my lifetime, nor even after my death. Which Rashbam says, shenikbar mu beis pa'er. He was buried outside Eretz Yisrael, opposite beis pa'er. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm going to die in this place, meaning even in my death I will be in this place, unlike Yosef's bones, which were taken and buried in Eretz Yisrael. So, they'll give the cup to Yeshua and say, you bench. He says to them, I'm not going to bench. I did not have any children. It says in the pasuk in Divrei Yamim, Yeshua ben Nun, Nun benoi, Yeshua benoi. So it says concerning, we know Yeshua is Yeshua ben Nun, and the pasuk in Divrei Yamim says that Nun was his son and Yeshua was his son, and then it stops. It doesn't say any further lineage coming from Yeshua. So it says, Mishvachas Ephraim Chashu b'Divrei Yamim, Ad Yeshua v'loy mashkach krab b'rad Yeshua. The Torah doesn't mention any children to Yeshua. It's interesting. We know that Yeshua didn't have children. There was a punishment from withholding the troops one extra night in battle that was not necessary, and because he withheld them from their wives, so that was his punishment. Okay. Omelo le David. So who's going to bench? They give the kois to David. Amelch toil avarich, and they tell him, you take the cup and you bench. Omelo hen, he says, ani avarich, I will bench. V'li noil avarich, and it's fitting for me to bench. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, kois Yeshua is eso v'shem Hashem ekra. I will lift up the cup of salvation, and I will call in Hashem's name, which is benching over the kois. Okay. Says the Mishnah, ein maftirin achar pesach afikoyman, right? We do not maftirin, which the Gemara is going to explain its lashon, achar pesach afikoyman.
You say that Moshe says, I wasn't buried in the soil, in contrast to Yosef. So then why wasn't Yosef off of the bench?
Because he wasn't, I don't know, I'm not sure.
Yeah, but if Nichlas b'chayav, then Moshe Rabbeinu...
Good question. It could, yeah.
There must be something unique about these tzaddikim that Yosef doesn't have, because usually you do have Yosef as one of the Shiva tzaddikim, and here...
Yeah, it's not mentioned. I don't know. I'm not sure. In fact, this is brought in a famous maimon that the Alter Rebbe describes. It explains the Indian of benching. So Alter Rebbe brings this Gemara. Okay, fine. So it says the Mishnah, the Rashbam says, Maftirin. What does Maftirin mean? Lashon Hanifta Machaver. Someone who takes leave of his friends. Kolomik Sheniftarim Min Asuda. So Ein Maftirin means when we take leave of the Suda, you don't end the Suda. Ein Masayimin Oysa B'Afikoyman of Gemara Faris. We don't end it with Afikoyman, which the Gemara will explain what it means. Says the Gemara, My Afikoyman. What is Afikoyman? You should not go up from one sitting to another sitting. Okay, and Rashbam says, that after you ate the Korban Pesach in one group, you should not go to another chabura to go and eat anything else. Not matzah, not nothing. And this part of the gezeira, we know min haTorah you're not allowed to add, but b'bayis echad you have to eat the Korban Pesach in one house, and therefore you might over there start to eat from the Korban Pesach, and therefore part of the gezeira is he extends that gezeira and says you shouldn't go to another house even after Korban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda b'Ketzad Tzoylin, we have a Mishnah, Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda and Ketzad Tzoylin. So it says the Pesach nechol b'shtei chaburais. that the Karm Pesach is eaten in two groups. Ve'ein ha'oichel oichel Pesach b'shnei mekoyim mo'is. So the one Karm Pesach will be eaten in two groups, but the one person who is eating can't eat it in two places. Ve'ach mil sudrav ukmei hasam b'shas achila. And this thing which Rav has said over here, over there is said at the time of eating. That after you've eaten, you can go. So you can go and say halo somewhere else. The like cup in, and well, he wasn't makbid. Only eating Karm Pesach in two places. But okay, that's all talking about eating. So you can't eat in the next place you go, but you are allowed to go somewhere else to finish the Haggadah, halal and halal Haggadah. Now, what about eating in the place where you are? Avalech odvar machen b'mkoyman harisha in shari rav. Rav allows you to eat more food in your own, in the place where you ate the Karm Pesach. Uvavad shalo yakol la'oichlan im chabur acheres. Because Rav's saying, what does ein maftir nachar Pesach hafikoyman means? Means not to go to another place to eat there, a part of a gezerah. But to eat where you are, Rav has no problem. Behind you, the Paligale Shmuel, and this is where we're going to see the Shmuel argues. So going back to the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, no, it means you're not allowed to eat. Even in your place, you can't eat more. Kegoin, what is Afikoiman? Kegoin Adiloi Li, because Laia La Abba, it's like Erdilai for me, and young chicks for Abba, who is Rav. So Rashbam says, Erdilai Li, because Laia La Abba, the Rav, the Shmuel, have the Rav, so that's Abba. The Shmuel have a ragel lecho bekinuch suda kmin pitrius. At the end of the meal, it's like a dessert. So Shmuel would eat ardilai, which is types of mushrooms and truffles. And Rav ragel lecho lachasudasoi goizlois. He would eat small chicks. Loshen afikoyman. What does therefore afikoyman mean? Hoitziu veheviu mine mesika. Go and bring out apiku man, which means to bring out these sweet delicacies. Also Shmuel Meimer, Shmuel saying, "Deloimi b'ashle yakim mechabura soy mechabura acheres." Not only not allowed to get up and go to another chabura to elafilu mechabura soy, also lechok klum. Even in your own sitting, you're not allowed to eat achar haPesach after eating the Karm Pesach. Shlo yevan memenu tam haPesach in order not to take away the time of the Karm Pesach. And since Karm Pesach has to be eaten at the end of the meal in a way of being full, and so too with all kabbanos, it's theirs, lemashcha, which means legdula, it has to be eaten in a way of gedula, they eat when they're full. So too all kabbanos have to be eaten when they're full. No. Rav is saying you're allowed to eat in your place after afikoyman. Yes, after Karm Pesach, after the matzah. Yeah. You can. Yes, yeah. That's what the Rashbam says. He's depalig Shmuel. What's his problem? His only problem is to go to somewhere else to eat over there. Okay, Abba Kach Shmoisha Rav. This was Rav's name. El Bechvoy Kavoid Korin Oisa Rav Bavavel. In Bavel, he was called Rav out of respect. Hachi, he was called that Kamosha Koin Lereb Yehuda Hanasi Beretz Yisrael Rabbeinu Vechein Moichich Beshchitus Chulin Damrinen Man Reish Sidra Bavavel Abba Aricha. But Rav Meir, it's talking about Rav, and he's referred to as Rav, but his name is Abba. So how is Rav Aruch Bedori? Why is he called Rav Arich Abba Aricha? Because he was a great one in his generation. Kedamrin Masech the Nida. Rabbi Yochanan Kishmul Svirle, and we're going to see later, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Shmuel that you're not allowed to eat even in your own place. El Shai Ragil Be'elu B'Kinuach Suda. But he would eat these things at the end of his Suda. Okay, so says the Gemara of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chanina, Bar Shila, Rabbi Yochanan, they would say, "Kegoin Tamarim Klais VeGoizim." What is Afikoyman? What would they have usually at the end of the meal? They would have dates and parched roasted grains and nuts. Tanya Kavas Rabbi Yochanan. We have a brice like Rabbi Yochanan. Aim after Nachar Pesach. You cannot eat anything after Pesach. Kegoin Tamarim Klais VeGoizim. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmu. So Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Eim after nachar matzah afikoyman tanan. Sorry, Eim after nachar matzah afikoyman. So he taught different. He says like this. He says that it's not achar Pesach because nowadays we don't have a Karm Pesach. So he says Eim after nachar matzah afikoyman. So what does this mean? So the Rashbam says shetoich lechol matzah b'gemar sudah. So you have to eat matzah at the end of the meal. Zeichel matzah haneichelis ma'pesach, to remember the matzah which was eaten with the Karm Pesach. Which of course we see is a machloikus, whether the matzah the afikoman is to remember the Karm Pesach itself or the matzah that was eaten with it. Bekricha It used to be eaten altogether. V'zoihi matzah habetzua shanu oichlim b'achreina. This is the broken matzah that we put broke. And we eat this at the end. L'shem choiva for the choiva. And this is the famous shit of the Rashbam, that the ikar matzah that we eat by the Seder is not the matzah we eat first when we make the bracha over, but rather the matzah we eat at the end. But nonetheless, even though this is the ikar matzah that we eat, but it's at the end of the Seder, nonetheless, we make the bracha al achilas matzah on the first matzah we eat, even though that's not for a choiva. Just like we find by Mara. Because if you've already eaten it, you can't make the bracha later. So we have no choice. We have to say the bracha earlier. But the ikar matzah is the matzah of the afikoyman. Therefore, you make the bracha on both of them. Even though you made the bracha over this matzah then, but you only eat it at the end. And it's this matzah that you don't eat anything afterwards. That you shouldn't lose its taste. It's talking about matzah in our times. There's no carbon pesach. If it's talking about in the time of the Korban Pesach, we have the clear Mishnah which says, which obviously means the matzah which was eaten with the Korban Pesach also. So it's talking about in our times. Now, just interesting to point out, based on this, you might think now that if the bracha of Alachil's matzah is covering the afikomen as well, so you shouldn't actually talk or have a hezek hadas until you've eaten the...
It's quite difficult.
And the Ados, I think it's the Shlo, brings this down, that one shouldn't talk. And the Alter Rebbe says, no, this is not something that is shy for people to do, and it's not a chumrah, which is not necessary. But we don't talk from the matzah until after the koyrech. And then you have over here... This is based here on this Gemara. Okay, so that's matzah. You don't need after now. Tnan, it says in the Mishnah, "Ein maftirin achar pesach afikoyman achar pesach chudoloi." Aval achar matzah maftirin. So hang on 1 second. The Al Mishnah says, "Ein maftirin achar pesach afikoyman." After the Pesach, you don't eat anything else, but after the matzah, it's mashma. You can. So there's a Gemara, "Loi mi boy kamar." It's saying, "Loi mi boy," meaning, "Loi mi boy achar matzah doloi nafish tamayu." So, for sure, after the matzah, you're not allowed to eat anything else because matzah has a very shvach, a very weak taste, and therefore will easily get ruined. But after Pesach, the nafish taime, but a good roasted lamb, which has a strong flavor, below matzah avure, and you might think that it's not going to go away if I eat something else, lay samba, and therefore there's no problem. Kamash malan, that's what the Mishnah is going to tell us. Because the Lashon is Pesach, Ein Maftirin Achar Pesach. Where else did they have a Pesach? So he said, Achar Matzah Beloy Pesach Maftirin. Okay, and we'll stop there.